It's a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Bayview West within the Bayview Estates subdivision. The 911 address is 38853 Bayview West in Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 19, parcel 185. The applicant is seeking a 4.5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed pool, a 5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for outside shower and a pool house. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present? If you would, please step forward, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Kevin Martin, 38853 Bayview West, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. The floor is yours to present your case.
I've never been here before to present a variance. It's been an interesting first variance. I'm here to apply for a variance for a swimming pool. The easements for the swimming pool from the county are 10-foot. For our Bayview Estates, it's a 5-foot easement. So it is allowed as far as the Bayview Estates are concerned. Not sure what else I should say to present, gentlemen. Sorry, ladies. I apologize.
You have it printed out here on a sheet. There's a criteria to grant a variance. There's 1 through 5. It's
okay.
Page 28 in the packet.
Yeah, the uniqueness of the property is the size of the property. I'm sorry, I didn't cut you off.
If you could go through those, please.
The uniqueness of the property is the size of the property. The property as it sits is slightly over 10,000 square foot. If you involve the easements and everything, I believe it's just a little around 9,000 square foot total buildable area on the property. Because of the conditions of where the house was built, and the variances for the homeowners association, variance therefore necessary on the other reasons used the property. Physical circumstances. Okay, number two, I can't put it in the front of the house because the rights for the Bayview Estates don't allow it to be in the front of the house. I can't put it in the back of the house because the house was built too close to the canal. And there's kingpins that come in 10 and a half, 11 foot from the bulkhead. So I can't go in the back of the house. And the other side of my house, the house is already 12 foot and then down to 10 foot on that side of the house already. Another reason for the uniqueness of the property is the property isn't actually rectangular. If you take notice to the property, it's actually a little off-sided from rectangular, which kind of makes it tough to put up a square building on those properties. I didn't create this myself. I actually have tried to look in every way, shape, or form of which to work with the home, but you got to go by the rules. So I had to be here. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Everyone in the neighborhood, for the most part, is putting in swimming pools. If you take notice on GPS and stuff, you'll see that just about everyone in the neighborhood is putting in a swimming pool. So if nothing else, allowing this would also help some of the other people in the area that they are very small-sized properties in this neighborhood. It's a beautiful neighborhood. And it won't alter the characteristics of the neighborhood because, again, I said that how everybody is having pools and things like that here in the neighborhood, and everybody's up for it. Nobody has any problems with this whatsoever. We all get along so well. It's a great neighborhood. And this really the minimum variance. This will bring me down to the minimum variance for the Bayview Estates. But I would need the acceptance from you guys to allow me to put it in 5.5 foot from that property line instead of the 10 foot.
Does that complete your presentation?
I'm sorry to say, but to this point, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure what else to say, sir.
Were you aware of the variances as far as the county was concerned when you designed this, or were you just going off of the Bayview Estates?
No, sir, I was going off of the Bayview Estates. And then when the pool went to be put in, they came up for the permit. And when they gave me the permit to put in the window, I saw the 10 foot, and I said, hey, hold on, guys, we can't do this because somebody's going to end up losing a lot of money. So I stopped it immediately. I researched the way of which to go and the proper things of which to do, which leads me here before your council this evening.
So you said you had gone through every avenue you could to put this pool in, to fit to the 5 feet that you, and you noticed this 10 feet and then had everybody stop. Have you since then gone back to the drawing board to redesign something that could fit within 10 feet?
I did try to move it over, but that would bring it over into the house. And I have a fireplace that's off the end of the house, and that would extend the fireplace over the house. And I personally, I'm not sure how good it is to put a swimming pool right up against a house with that foundation. I don't think it's a very good idea personally, but I'm not an engineer or anything like that.
You said all the neighbors were in favor of it. Lot number 39, does that include that?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, we just, our one neighbor two doors down or three doors down threw a big neighborhood party that we were all at and had fun. We get along so well. It's an incredible neighborhood.
Any other questions?
I'm assuming you didn't build the house. You purchased the house.
Where I purchased the house the way it is, yes, sir.
And looking at the drawings that you have here, it appears that, not counting the fireplace sticking out, you're only 5 feet from the edge of house to where you're going to have the edge of pool. You only have a 5 foot pad.
5 foot pad there also. Yeah. Some
now, kind of now is that the pavers? Is that the walking surface to get into the pool, or is that where the pool? So the pool is 5 feet literally from the edge of house. Is
correct,
where
sir.
Is where the digging in the ground starts.
Yes, sir. And then the pavers will be in between the pool and the house, and that's a walking area to get down. And then the other side, the variance that I'm asking for on the other side, I have a bad back, and everybody eventually, the good Lord's going to come and say hi to us and not let us walk and do the things we're going to do. So the other side, I put a little ramp in there, so that way someday, heaven forbid, if I ever do end up in a wheelchair or something like that, at least I'll have full use of the house.
I had a few questions. First off, for staff, I noticed it's a 10-foot side yard setback. Is this a cluster subdivision that gets the reduced setbacks?
It's not a cluster. It's over 10,000 square foot, the lot is. 10,000.
It is 10,000.
10,643, according to
you. Yeah, I was just wondering why it wasn't 15 feet.
Oh, because it gets the AR1, because it's less than 100 foot.
Okay.
Width and less than 20,000 square foot.
So right.
AR1 can drop
that's
from
right.
15 to 10.
That's right. I wasn't sure if it was a cluster. Or
and
something.
Also, sorry, the pool, regardless of those setbacks, a pool setback is 10 feet from a side property line.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been 15 for the pool.
I notice, Mr. Martin, that part of your rear yard appears to be in the lagoon. Is that right?
Help me to understand your question, if you would.
So I'm looking at your survey here that Cy Roussey's put up, and we've got you see the bulkhead line there, and then there's a dark
I'd
line
have to
behind
say
that.
Yes, to your yes.
So is that water there? Am I reading that right?
Can I?
You can go up, sure.
Yeah, the bulkhead itself, is right here, and that is the end of the property. From here down is what they call riprap, the stone, you know, so I have a wooden bulkhead, and then I have riprap stone that goes down, which is in this area here, and then the steps go down to the dock, which is there. So the water line, I believe, is pretty well described by this. The water line kind of goes, it's pretty close. What you're seeing is
it follows your property line, but you've got kind of your part of your rear yard is related to that.
Yes.
You can't develop it or build something on it.
That's what I was trying to say as far as the styling of the property and the size and
where are your kingpins at? Are they where the bulkheads
are? 10 foot off, actually 11 foot off of this, and I think it's 25 foot here, so they'd be about right in the center here.
Okay, so that would limit your ability to put the pool in that location then?
Yes, sir. The kingpins go all the way down. Well, I think, yeah, it goes all the way from side to side because the bulkhead goes side to side. So that doesn't allow me to put it in any of that.
There's another that I was looking at here. We have in the front yard a proposed accessory dwelling unit.
Yes, sir.
Can you explain to the board what that is? Because that appears to be something different than what is currently on the property, correct?
It's not existent there now. When I first turned this in, if you can see in a lot of it, my first survey was from years ago. Steph and I had sat down and kind of planned out what we wanted to do with the house, and that was from years ago. And then now is to be put the pool in. Steph's mom's 78 years old, and she's getting to the point where, again, you know, we all need a little bit of help in life sometimes, you know. And I'd like to put that up so she can have a dwelling to live in there with us, and we don't have to put her into a home, I guess.
And I just want to make sure I'm clear for the record. It appears that there's a deck that's going to connect the dwelling to the ADU. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. I ask that because an ADU can't be in the front yard unless it's connected to the dwelling.
That is the reason for the deck.
Okay.
Again, in my research, after I had messed up, and in my research, I realized that I better dot my I's and cross my T's when I do this, you know.
Understood. Then I see to the south of that on the side, there's I guess that's the outdoor shower and pool house.
Yes, sir. It's a place for the pool equipment and stuff. And then I'd like to have a little changing room and a shower.
Is that going to be enclosed with a roof over top?
No.
Okay. So it's just a...
It's going to be an outside shower.
All right. And how about the pool storage area? Will that have a rooftop?
No.
And there will be no entrance to the accessory dwelling unit from those structures either, correct?
The only entrances to the dwelling are going to be, we're going to put French doors up in the front here for a main entrance for her. And then back here, there's going to be a door off the deck in this area here.
Okay.
To be able to access it.
But you're not going to be able to access the dwelling from the ADU from the shower area, correct?
No, the shower area, you just step out here and walk up through here. It's going to be a fence over this way and then down. The neighbor just bought their home, Chris and his wife, and they just put a fence up going all the way down through to about here because they have a garage that's here. So they've already put a fence up there, so I'll just connect it over, you know, just to close off my side there then.
Why is the... And maybe you've testified to it earlier, I just don't recall it. Why is the pool needed?
Why is the pool needed?
Yeah, why can't you?
For my health, to be honest with you, sir. I mean, I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis and spinal arthritis, and I'm just not. I need as much exercise, and I need to do things, and I need to keep my body moving, and that's the reason why I want the pool.
So it's health related?
Oh, absolutely. I have a hot tub already, and it doesn't do it.
Is there a well in septic, or are you on water and sewer?
There is a well. There is no septic. For some reason, they put us on a sewer system, but they didn't have the foresight to understand they should run water in there as well. So,
where's the well located?
The well is located. Approximately right here where the gate is.
I have any other questions, but I don't know if that, if the board has any others for you.
Thank you.
So just so I'm clear, the accessory dwelling unit is not being considered as part of this application. It's just the outdoor shower and pool house that's attached to it?
That's correct.
Yeah, there was.
The ADU doesn't need a variance.
Correct, because the reason I was asking about the coverage and the access to it was if it had been covered or had access, then it may be considered part of the ADU, in which case it would exceed the square footage requirement. Appears based on the applicant's answers to those questions that it will not, so there's no variance needed for, as it pertains to the ADU.
Sir, could you hit your button for the green light?
Sorry. Along with that statement, I did do my research on it, and I'm also not going to attach those shower walls to that building either. The shower walls will be off of that building for the same reason. I did try to do my homework, guys.
How, did you say the neighbor's fence stops somewhere along the, where the ADU is, or does it extend all the way along the?
Well, if you bring up the, if you bring up a picture overhead, what they did is they brought the fence up the center line here to the front here, so their fence comes over here, whereas my building is probably going to be a little further, so I will have to extend the fence just a little bit to bring it over, if that helps.
You're going to extend the fence on your side, you mean?
Well, we'll probably talk together.
Is it a fence right on the line?
You had mentioned other pools in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware, or can we look that up, if there are any variances that, pools that needed variances?
I can't answer that question. I honestly don't know. I didn't do that research. But you can see, if you zoom out, you can see all the different, there's one right there. Houses after that for the next two, three houses, there's a pool there. And their pools are all in the back, as you can see, because their houses were put properly on the property when it was built. And the people, as you can see, took our house and threw it all the way out front here to the canal. You see how everybody else is back? And then these people here, for some reason, decided they wanted to be close to the canal, which was kind of silly, and that's what kind of creates all this problem.
Questions from the board? You could have a seat in the front.
All right. Thank you all for your time this evening. I really appreciate it.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13110? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13110? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I move that we approve case number 13110 for Kevin Martin. For the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property, as the applicant stated, is positioned oddly on the property. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variances represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, case number 13110 has been approved.